Still looking at the impact of religion on Hawaii, the next conversation considers one of the richest offshoots of Hawaiian music, Nahimeni, hymns that were created, are adapted, to the Hawaiian language. It's a tradition rich in history, and Ken Makuakane, multiple hoku-winning musician, is offering a workshop and a concert of hymns this weekend on Kauai. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's always seemed to me that the world of the 19th century Christian hymn was very major chord harmony, very kind of open melodies. It always seems that was made for the Hawaiian music ear. They seem very compatible to each other.
They're very, very compatible. The music that we have today with your verse, chorus, pre-choruses and bridges, mm-hmm. Weren't prevalent back in the 19th century. You know, we mostly had four-line verses or four-line verses with a short chorus, and mm-hmm. that was the style of music back then.
And those four verses would kind of tell an ongoing story, right? I mean, the lyrics would be sort of build on each succeeding verse. Yeah?
Actually, that's actually true, because when the missionaries came over, they brought with them their music. And so it was translated into the Hawaiian language. And so we miss the actual writer's perspective, mm-hmm. because we're singing it in Hawaiian. And so that's the crux of what this workshop is about, is to reintroduce the original composer, how they got that inspiration or mana'o, and how it got translated into the Hawaiian language.
Whenever you do any kind of music, it's really important to understand the intent, don't you think?
Oh, you know, as a songwriter.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the reason why I started doing these things, is because people are singing the songs, but they don't know the intent of the music, yeah. or the lyrics.
That's so true of any kind of music, don't you think?
Unfortunately, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
You know, so when you hear the artist, you go, oh, that's so-and-so's song, but that really isn't. They're singing a song that someone else wrote.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the author of a play. You really want to get to a story that, you know, started with somebody wanting to tell a story.
Right, and, you know, basically it's, unfortunately, unless you get really famous like Stephen King or that kind of sort, uh-huh. You know, they're kind of anonymous, and the lead actors or whoever is doing the drama piece are...
Sure.
Are the ones who get the kudos for it.
But it's obviously important to you to get back to that intention before you do a song, yeah.
Right. We always say, you know, it doesn't start with the end. It starts at the beginning, and the beginning is the inspiration. So yeah. What brought the song about, and then what was the song talking about, and how does it translate the message to the ones who are hearing the message?
You know, it makes it so much easier to perform a song once you get grounded that way, don't you think?
Always. And you have to believe the song in order to exude that exact inspiration.
And, you know, I mean, that could apply equally well. I feel that same way about songs by Muddy Waters.
Oh, there we go.
You know what I mean?
Now we're talking.
You need to, you get to, it's a person that you're talking about, a person with a story to tell.
Right.
And it can be any kind of story.
That's exactly it. You can have 1,001 people singing the same song, but why is it that one artist just captures that whole emotion? Take, for instance, Is.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that anybody else did, but when Is the Over the Rainbow, with just one voice and one ukulele, all of a sudden you could hear the heart of it coming out, because you go, it seems like he wrote it because he believed it and he sang the way he believed.
Yeah, that's the way to do one. All right,
mm-hmm.
Ken, let's put a song in here. If this mm-hmm. is from the 19th century hymnal Nahimene. Yeah?
Yes, and it's a song called Nawi Mai Ke Kula Sabati, which means come away to the Sabbath school. So we call it Sunday school. And the backstory is that Sunday school was actually created for criminals or prisoners. Mm-hmm. Way back when, and it's to bring moral back into their lives. And so they had to, on Sundays, go to this school to learn morals, moral values. And so that's how Sunday school started.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Nani no ka po mai kai, ma ke kula sabati, nawe, nawe, nawe. Hui maka pule, me ka mele hi meni na we na we na we mai ka ino na kumua o na we me na puke o apau na we ama laila no wa me ka mele hi meni na we na we.
That's a delightful melody, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very catchy. Most of these tunes in the Nahimene are catchy tunes.
Well, you know, I just sort of guessing without knowing what the words meant, it had a sort of a come along with me, joyous kind of a feel.
Right. It's beauty, is the blessing of Sunday school.
Kind of, this is a good thing, get on board and come along with me.
Right. You know, people always split, what they call religion and state apart, but I call it a diet. You know, it's a way of living. Some people, you look at that with food, and it's the same thing with your moral values. Mm-hmm. And I always like to say, don't change legislation, change morality, because you can't police everything.
Yeah.
But you have to allow the humans to know what and develop the right and wrong characters of their
taking
lives.
An inside out approach instead of an outside in approach. Well, you're obviously, for you, music is something more than just, arranging sounds. It's about a message. I mean, words are essential to what you do.
Right. And all of us have what we call a gift. And a gift isn't something that we own. It's something that was given, And so you start to develop your gift, and everyone's gift does not open all the way. As you go along in your life's journey, it keeps unraveling and unwrapping and unwrapping, which means that, like, for instance, my dexterity on my fingers, from practicing and practicing gets better.
Yeah.
And just like the development of songwriting gets better and better as your journey goes on. So we have a gift that constantly develops, and everyone has that kind of gift in whatever they're gifted in.
I've always thought it was, one of the great things to me about being a musician is you... At least there's one thing in your life that always gets better, right? If you practice, you will be rewarded. It's a very cut and dried kind of a thing.
And I believe that we have many gifts. We just choose to emphasize one particular one, but we have many.
And yet it's a shame when you see a gift being squandered.
Oh, boy. Especially in the music business. I've seen it my whole career.
Well, you can easily fall into the pitfall if you have a gift and people tell you about it and you know about it. There's a temptation to lean on that, and not hone your craft quite as readily as you might. That's where you can kind of fall astray. Yeah?
Exactly, and that's why for me, I work for the Hawaii Conference United Church of Christ, and for us, the glorification or honoring, when people go, oh, wow, you're great, we always turn to the higher source, because I believe I'm the conduit. I'm not the definitive. And so there's always a higher source that I pay homage to.
And that obviously, informs your art, Ken. I really appreciate talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, and just to reiterate, we're doing the Nahimene workshop on Saturday at the Hanapipi Congregational
Church.
We'll
send people your way.
Thank you. From 12 to 2. Mahalo.
Ken Makuakane has 14 Nahoku Hanohano Awards to his credit. He'll do a workshop on Nahimene noon to 2 p.m., as he just said, Saturday at Hanapepe Hawaiian Congregational Church. It's a free event. You can learn more about it at hpr2.org. Eia mako ka ohana ke holohe.